Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
This is Red Film Radio. I'm Samantha Sartori at New York Asian Film Festival 2017. With more than 50 movies, this festival features talent from China, Hong Kong, Japan, South Korea, Taiwan, and across Southeast Asia. From Japan this year was selected Wet Woman in the Wind, and today we are here with the director, Akiko Shiota, with the main actress, Yuki Mamiya, and we are going to have the help of the interpreter, Yuko Toriara. Good morning, and thank you for being with us. Your movie is an homage to Roman porno, a popular genre in Japan in the 70s. Can you talk about your movie and how you got involved in this project?
ちょうど、ロマンポルノが、始まったのが、
So the Roman porno started in 1971, and it has 45 years has passed since then, and Nikatsu decided to do a sort of a reboot. And this time around, something enjoyable to both men and women. And Nikatsu offered this opportunity to five famous directors, and I happened to be one of them. And in this occasion, I got to work with Yuki Mamiya.
Did you already have in mind this story when you have been involved in this project?
I got this idea of the story upon getting the opportunity of this Nikatsu Roman reboot. The first image I had was of a woman who appears to the main protagonist, male protagonist, by crashing her bike into the ocean.
Did you already have in mind Yuki Mamiya as the protagonist in your movie, and how she got involved?
まず、ストーリーを書き上げて、それから、これを演じる女優を探しました。
I first wrote the story and then looked for an actress. It was a pretty dynamic role, and I was wondering if I would be able to cast this character, but luckily I found the actress.
So, Yuki, how were you involved in this project, and how did you prepare for this role?
プロジェクトに関わったきっかけってことですよね。
I got the role through an audition. I learned about the story after being cast in the role. But I was impressed by the role of such a liberated, strong woman. In rehearsal, I was told to act freely and as wild as possible from the director. And so I followed his direction and really followed my intuition. He also told me to create no background for the character. So I decided I would enjoy myself playing this character to the fullest, even in times of conflict.
Your performance is very physical. Did you have any problem? Did you hurt yourself? how was the experience? In the middle of the forest?
実際リハ撮影前にリハーサルを何度もしてたんですけど、その時からもうあざだらけで。
So I rehearsed a bunch in preparing for filming, but yes, I was covered in bruises. I was full of bruises, and during the actual taking production time, I got more and more bruises. But luckily, I had no major injuries, and there was no stunt person, so I did all the action by myself.While when I see the finished product, I see myself and I remember the kind of injuries I went through and all the moments of those physical interactions. But that makes me love the film even more. And I'm so grateful to be part of the film.
Can you talk a little bit about the plot of the movie? And what would be the weirdest part of the movie to someone watching the movie in the 70s?
まずあらすじですよね。あらすじについては今回
So I believe that this story is a type of folklore type of tale, and that's what I had in mind making the film. It's sort of reminiscent of ancient Japanese folklore, which is also similar to Chinese folklore. So as much as I make an homage to Roman porno, I also make an homage to Hong Kong fantasy action dramas.
そういうことなので、昔のロマンポルノを作っていた監督たちが見ると、
I feel that the filmmakers that made the Roman pornos in the 70s might be a little surprised by my film and say, what is going on? It's very different. But I feel that the directors I respect might find it refreshing and interesting.
Thanks to Akiko Shiota and Yuri Mamiya for being with us today. Thank you to the interpreter, Yuko Torihara. From New York Asian Film Festival 2017, I'm Samantha Sartori for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.